interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Can you believe we're wrapping up September? Where does the time go? Yet, we are able to embrace a new season, right? Autumn is here. You can kind of sense it, you know, from all the drastic color changing of the palm trees. No, just kidding. Just kidding. But it is 10 degrees cooler sometimes, and for that, we are grateful. Yes. And that's why we want to now sprinkle a variety of outdoor activities on the people. And hopefully, by hearing about the details, you get excited and you make plans to go out and support a variety of different guests that we'll be featuring over the coming weeks. Before I introduce you to the two gals in the studio today, a quick shout out for our friends at True Colors Salon and Spa. Yes, it is in Vero Beach for our listeners outside of the area, yet it is the largest salon in the Treasure Coast off of Old Dixie. It has nearly 7,000 square feet, and they do a variety of services in addition to hair and nails. They do skin care and massage, and they have some incredible specials to take advantage of as you get ready for October. You can even customize gift certificates and have them sent via email or print and mail to loved ones. So it's just a really great thing to take advantage of with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So I love True Colors, and I know you will also. And with new fabulous fall hair, you can go to a new fabulous fall art show. Yep. Mm-hmm. Just making plans and coordinated and all for you. Our beautiful Jackie Jennings with the Vero Beach Art Club, our deputy director, yes, in the house. She's been very busy alongside her volunteers and her board of directors. In fact, she's brought along one with her, Michelle Nevea. Welcome to the broadcast, darling.
Thank you.
Because this is a new show, and you're taking it from the beach where we're used to seeing the Vero Beach Art Club's fun events, whether it be Art by the Sea or Under the Oaks or our art trails, and we're taking it west.
We are.
Ooh, tell me more.
Well, we have a brand new show coming. Actually, it's 1 week from today, so it'll be next Saturday, October 7th from 10 to 5 p.m. at the Point West Country Club, the Heritage Pavilion. Ooh. The address is 1550 76th Drive. We will have over 30 artists, tents, showing their work. All artwork will be for sale. We'll have some artists doing demonstrations and showing their creative process, which is super interesting to see. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have one of the members or one of the residents from Point West will be doing pumpkin painting for the kids.
Cute.
And one of our sponsors is Motor City Classic Cars. So in addition to having fine arts, we will also be having a classic car show. And I believe there'll be different cars on Saturday as opposed to Sunday.
Interesting.
So it is a classic car extravaganza.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to come both days of
and
the show.
Yes, it's something for everybody in the entire family, you know, between the kids with the pumpkin painting, art for everybody, the classic cars. We have three fantastic food vendors, Pisano's, Lennon 10, and
Saucy Pig.
And Saucy Pig.
Oh,
and
I do love me some Beamer.
I had the opportunity to have Pisano's. We had a social last week, and I had the fried shrimp. It was the best fried shrimp I have ever had in my life.
Ooh, and you're discerning.
It was delicious. And the other thing I had was the, it was like a flatbread with, cheese and bruschetta. Oh, you know, the Italians
love that.
I love that.
Duh.
And I'm telling you, it was great. The two best food truck dinners I've ever had.
And they're going to be on site for the duration of the weekend.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Now, because this is a new event, what made y'all choose Point West? I mean, Michelle, as a board of director, I mean, gosh, this is kind of cool. Because Point West is its own little oasis, its own little community back there.
Correct. I've been with the art club for almost 3 years now. And the art club in those 3 years, because of COVID, our membership has grown exponentially.
Ooh.
And we're pushing, 550 members at this point. So with that in mind, I've been kind of on a campaign trying to provide more shows for our growing artists group and more shows so that they can show their products, so that they can socialize and meet the public and, of course, sell their product.
Yes.
So I've been approaching different areas around town to see who would be receptive to it. And Point West graciously jumped on the opportunity and opened their doors to us. And we see that Western Corridor is growing up
rapidly.
Very rapidly.
Yeah.
So I think it's an investment in our future. And it'd be nice to have something a little bit different from what we usually do on the island and by the park and, you know, Riverside and all of that. So now we're going to try to fulfill that Western Corridor area.
I think it's a sweet spot. When I saw the initial email come through as a business partner, White Glove Moving and Storage, longtime partners and fans of the Vero Beach Art Club, I thought, ooh, of course I'm emceeing something for the veterans a little further south, but I was so excited to get you girls on the show to so that we could highlight this and make sure that the people know that it's going to be happening. Now, when we talk about the Heritage Pavilion, are we talking about like the park area that's closer to the State Road 60 entrance?
If you come into the State Road 60 entrance where the urgent care is,
yes,
you keep going straight and you go around the rotary and you head as if you were heading to the club, the clubhouse. And before you get to the clubhouse, about a mile before it, you'll see Heritage Park. You just run right into it.
Oh,
and
good.
We're going to have police on site directing traffic and all of that. So you'll see plenty.
Directional arrows.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of directional arrows.
Yes, me too.
I adhere to them. I'm like, oh, big red arrow, that's where I will go.
Yes.
Terrific. I wish I could train more people when they come on site to White Glove to follow these giant red arrows. They stop and say, where should I go? It's like, follow the arrows. That's the thing.
It says it right there.
It says it.
You
don't even have to use words. It's just a picture. Okay, well, this is super exciting. And it's free. Admission is free.
Yes.
You're encouraged to participate in the activities. You're encouraged to buy art that you fall in love with. I think that this is a lovely
And you're encouraged
experience.
To bring a few extra dollars. We actually do a donation at some of our entry points to raise money for our scholarship fund.
And you get a little golden sticker?
Yes, you do. I'm sure, we'll have them as well. Yes.
Now, the organization, the art club itself, being, if I'm not mistaken, one of the longest lasting nonprofits in Indian River County.
It is, yes. 87 years, I think.
Wow. You look so fabulous. It's, it must be the water consumption.
Definitely the water consumption and the sun. It's all very healing.
Right? It is. It's therapeutic. You do more than big shows. You offer up a variety of other things, including classes.
Classes, yes. We moved to a location right on 14th Ave about
two
years ago. Mm-hmm. We have done some newly renovations to make the classroom a lot larger to accommodate our growing classroom structure.
There's multiple tables in there now.
Yes,
I was just in there the other day delivering.
We have over 50 classes scheduled for the 23-24 season. Some are 3-week classes, some are 5 weeks. I have one that's an 8-week session. And then there's a lot that are just a single class kind of session. So one is Instagram for artists.
Oh.
Yeah. As an art club, we have to provide, you know, learning experiences for people to market themselves. And that's one of them.
And tools.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a tool that essentially is free. But if you don't know how to use it, it doesn't do much for you.
Then we have art business, learning the business as an artist, because a lot of people are just learning the entrepreneur language and how to market themselves. Another one I think is really cool is how to paint with egg tempura. It's an old Renaissance style of painting, but I'm fascinated. My daughter and I are going to take the class. I'm excited about that one. And then, of course, we offer a lot of wine and designs. We do wine and design once a month throughout the year. Different stuff for artist members, longtime artists to kind of walk into. Things like, we have a couples class next Saturday as well. So Sunflower, the Forever Flower. It's a wine and design class designed for couples and maybe besties, but
Cute.
It's a Saturday night.
Okay.
Usually we do ours during the week, but this one we're trying to focus
Switch
on date night.
Yeah,
something to do in Vero. Others are things like mosaic wine glasses or painting wine glasses.
Which is my favorite.
It's fun, yeah. And it's stuff that, you know, even if you're a seasoned painter, you can take the class and do. So, you know, we have a lot of opportunity. We do
And in these scenarios, we bring our own wine.
We bring our own wine. We also we always have wine on hand. So
I love
it's
this
not,
about the art club. Yeah, no wonder my membership is growing, Michelle. I get it.
We're big winos. We have a photography group that meets once a month. You do have to be a member to participate, but you talk about your latest creations and things that you may be struggling with and get help from other fine arts artists. And as you mentioned the veterans before, we also do a free veterans art class. Oh. We're growing. We had Dominique Tynez, who's a niece of a highwayman, teach the other day. It was the largest class I've ever had for the veterans. It was 13.
Nice.
We just started the program. So
hey, lucky
growing
number
every
13.
Month.
I think it's significant.
This month, October, third Thursday in October, we have Ray Nager, who is a sculpture artist. He's going to come and do a demonstration and give out these cool tools to bang and chop and try and mold. I don't really know how metal works, but, you know, I think that's a cool free class to do.
I hear you have to get it hot.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully he'll be careful with the blow torches, but I think that'd be fun to learn as
well. That's going
to
be way fun.
He does beautiful stuff. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to come out with a finished product like they normally do, but they'll definitely have a lot of fun doing it. So,
and on top of all of this, you even provide something for the children.
We do. We have 14 youth. Our youth program is ages 5 to 11. We have 14 Saturdays scheduled where I have four different instructors teaching. So it is absolutely free for youth members. Membership is only $25 for the entire year. But if you're not a member, you can still participate for $10 a class for your youth child.
Yeah.
We also have a junior membership program, and it's for ages 12 through 17. We meet the third Friday of every month, providing an instructor, projects, all kinds of fun stuff, pizza, soda.
Look at her incentivizing.
We always provide the snacks. I'm telling you, whether it's wine for the adults or soda and pizza for the kids and the veterans, we do pizza and soda as well. So
very cool. Yeah. And all of this is on the website.
All of this is on the website, or give us a call at 772-231-0303 Monday through Friday. I'd be happy to give the information out as well.
Absolutely. Now, Michelle, you and I actually are neighbors to some degree when we are at the very popular Under the Oaks. Are you going to be exhibiting at the Point West show?
I will, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about your art.
Okay. I'm an ex-executive chef, so a lot of my product leans towards culinary world.
Uh-huh.
So I do exotic wood cutting boards. I do charcuterie boards. And I have a division called The Chef's Table, and I make live edge river tables with epoxy and wood.
Oh.
So I've, and that's probably the mainstay of my business, but I bring a lot of my smaller items to the shows.
Right, because so you can kind of carry and go.
It's a little easier, yeah.
But it certainly gives them a little introduction to
and
your skill set.
I bring my larger tables to exhibits like Art by the Sea at the Vero Beach Museum of Art. So,
and then I heard that you have an incredible workstation that is available for tours and such.
Yep. If people go to my website, they can email me or they can call me. And I have a 1,600 square foot facility on my property. So I do tours by appointment only because I'm not always home.
Sure.
So you can set up an appointment, do a tour. Sometimes I do one or two people. Sometimes I do large groups. And I have a showroom in my office, and I do a clean room for my epoxy and my finishes. And then I've got a woodworking shop with all the exotic woods and the live edge slabs and all of that.
Michelle is one of our artists that participate in Art Trail, our two-day studio art tour.
Oh, where we get to go into
that
all the different workstations.
Yes, that is where I first discovered her studio. And I mean, she's just not even giving it the grace that it deserves. It is absolutely stunning. It's amazing. And to see the different process and how organized she is. She even has a sales room?
Yeah.
In your front room?
In
like a showroom. That's what I was going for. A showroom. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. Her studio, working with wood, is cleaner than my house, my garage. I mean, you could eat off the floor in a wood studio. Really think about
right?
that. Every time I've ever walked over there, it is immaculate. Immaculate.
That's
the presentation is what it's all about, and she has it, I'm telling you.
Does the private tour come with a sampling of some of your culinary expertise? I'm just planting seeds.
That could
seeds.
Be worked out.
I'm planting seeds, Michelle.
Actually, I do the food service for the art club, so when you come to galleries, stroll, or whatnot,
uh-huh.
very often I'll do a a crudité or a charcuterie board or something.
Naturally.
And she goes all out. It's not just like a little display. I mean, it's tables and tables of food.
And then to confirm, that's always the first Friday of the month, the gallery
show. Our gallery show, first Friday of the month in downtown.
Which is so perfect that now that you have this new location, because, I mean, that's really sort of the epicenter of where arts are flourishing in the Vero Beach downtown community, you know, and Stewart is really coming up with their own Creek District, and all of that kind of centers around the hub of a downtown. So it's just so perfect that you're there
now
and able to take advantage of that first Friday gallery stroll. Now, didn't they shift the last Friday Main Street Downtown Friday to your
they
side?
They did. They did once in the summer, but it got canceled because of a storm.
Yeah.
And that one, we were going to have a character drawing artist out front. Then the second time they did it was in August while we were doing our renovations. I had zero to offer. Like, we were literally shut down for renovations and no art, no nothing. So I'm hoping they do it again in season.
Okay.
That would be fun. They said they're going to. I would love that. We really want to participate
really
in it.
Got really good feedback from a community survey. So that's interesting. And I'm glad for it. I'm really glad for it. All right. So if you are just tuning in, I'm chatting with two of the ladies from the Vero Beach Art Club. We're highlighting their first outdoor art show at Point West next weekend, Saturday, Sunday. And a special shout out, of course, to our sponsors. We'd love to give a little love to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Don't be a number, be a priority. They have a variety of packages and opportunities for you to be able to get into the home of your dreams that you can afford and love. And it's a great time to start planning for that in the new year. And of course, if you are a woman-owned business or if you are a lady working in the professional sector of the Treasure Coast and you would like to network and grow your referral and business resource partners, come join us at the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. We have a meeting luncheon in Port St. Lucie, Vero, and Stewart every month. And Jackie is a huge fan. She's usually at our Vero lunch.
I can't believe you sold out last month. I wasn't able. I went to go sign on a week before. I was like, it's sold out. I can't attend. This is a no.
But we're downtown at the waterfall.
I love it.
Supporting
it's so
our downtown
it's
businesses. So check out tcpremierwomensnetwork.com to see if you can reserve your seat for Port St. Lucie, Vero, or Stewart. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you dream of creating a home with furniture where you make life one long weekend, visit Sunshine Furniture now and save 50% on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington during the Fall Savings event. Bedroom, living and dining room, home office, media and occasional furniture that is inviting and comfortable, Tommy Bahama and Lexington offer everything you need to furnish your Florida home. We're also having a huge half-price fall sale on lots of other coastal furniture by Universal, Hooker, Riverside, Seawinds, and Capri, including big sales on patio furniture by Berlin Gardens, Lloyd Flanders, Telescope, Kingsley Bate, and Windward. All pictures, lamps, and accessories are half-price, and in-stock rugs are on sale, too. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and be sure to shop our outlet store directly across the street.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, having sunshine day. Sunshine.
Welcome to Riverside Theater's Comedy Zone, where the comedy is wild, untamed, and downright hilarious. Come out this Friday and Saturday night at new times, 6 and 8 p.m., for the Treasure Coast Best Live Stand-Up Comedy Show, featuring nationally recognized comedians with cabaret-style seating and food and drink table service. Warning, you may laugh until it hurts. Kickstart your evening with live entertainment, food, and drinks at Live in the Loop. Buy tickets at riversidetheater.com and get ready for a night of nonstop laughs.
ITEX, or International Trade Exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of ITEX, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through ITEX has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit itex.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. As we wrap up September, there's much to look forward to throughout October. And I'm chatting with two of the ladies from the Vero Beach Art Club to highlight a brand new art show that they're bringing to the west part of Vero Beach. Before we delve in again, a shout out to Foxy Nails with two locations, one in Vero, one off of Seaway Drive in North St. Lucie County. True nail artists. We're talking about artistry. And I'm telling you, you give them an image, you give them colors and a description, and they will execute. I was just there this past weekend.
Beautiful.
I know, it's perfect for our transition into fall. But all at pricing that makes it possible and it lasts for weeks. Gift certificates always available. Plus, they are just true givers of the community. So it makes you feel good to go in there and you never know who you're going to see. I'm just saying.
It does. I go through our sponsor list like all the time when I'm looking for people. I appreciate our sponsors so much.
Support.
Sure.
They feel the love.
Good.
And that's what's important.
Good.
And of course, the main underwriter of the program, White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, locally headquartered, nationwide presence as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. A few short years ago, we went all the way up to Massachusetts to bring down this beautiful Michelle Nevaeh. And how was your experience?
It was great, except for the big snowstorm.
Well, that. With a bunch of Florida-based movers. They're like, we're going to have to sit this one out for a second, okay? And then hop on the road the next day.
Yeah.
What a hoot that is. And then did you already acquire this beautiful property where you're giving tours, where you're part of the art trail? Is that your destination where you came?
Well, we actually lost our first house we were going to get. So this was... We bought it sight unseen as we were driving down. We put a deposit in on it.
And it's my dream house.
And it all worked out. Good things happen to good people.
Yep, it worked out.
Right?
Yep.
So she says, use White Glove. You will love it. And she has this beautiful space where she creates these incredible wood pieces. I'm thinking that sometimes you need handsome men with muscle to move those giant pieces.
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes.
Yes, and actually your guys have come out a few times to help me do that.
See, so one item or many, local or far. All right, so next weekend, there is a lot happening at this art show. Not only are you giving some of your 550 members of the Vero Beach Art Club an opportunity to showcase and get familiar with the community, sell their incredible creations, but there's going to be activities as well as really good prizes. Is this true? Michelle, tell me about some of these prizes.
Correct. So we're going to do a silent auction. Some of the artists, are participating in the show, some are not. But some of our artists have donated pieces of their work.
Beautiful pieces.
So you can bid on the items at the show. And then at the end, we will give the piece to the people who have bid the highest.
Of course.
In between that, we're also going to, in between demonstrations with the artists, we're also going to do a raffle. So you can buy raffle tickets and you can win gift cards here and there.
Awesome.
Throughout the show.
And then are you still accepting donations?
We're still accepting donations. You can contact the office if you're interested, 772-231-0303. and I'll make sure I get you on that list. The one thing I did want to say, Anna, is this show is for members and non-members. We actually mimicked it off of Under the Oaks.
Oh.
It's just a much smaller version of it since it's our first year.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we probably have about 30 different artists. We could probably move it up to about 70 as the show grows.
Well, we love it. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Vero Beach Art Club. Until next week. Cheers.